This is HPR episode 2028 entitled, Some Basic Info on Alarm Systems. It is hosted by First Time Host Schism, and is about 8 minutes long. The summary is, a very basic intro into some alarm equipment.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Bill Scarberry. I heard Ken Fallon's call for show saying that we were getting very, very low on them. So I figured I would add what little bit of knowledge I have to the HPR community. I do alarms for a living, and talking to quite a few people smarter than me, that I realized that they really didn't understand how alarms work. So I figured I would start out with something simple, explaining how a contact works. Most of your contacts work on a very simple, normally closed principle. What you have is either an embedded or a surface contact, which mainly one half of it is just a glob of plastic with wires inside that go to a vacuum-sealed glass vial that have two little pieces of metal in it. And on the other side, you have a piece of plastic with a blob of goop inside that holds a bar magnet. And whenever that magnet is close to the contact itself, which is usually about a half an inch, it closes the circuit and allows the system to see that the contact is closed. Now, the way that it does it is it sends out a voltage on one side of the wire. Depending upon the actual panel, that voltage can vary, and then you'll have a resistor somewhere in the line, which should actually be at the device, and the voltage that comes back to the panel that the panel reads is, of course, the lower voltage because it's went across the resistor, and that lets the system know that everything's okay. If the opening opens, or if somebody tries to short the wires together to circumvent it, the panel knows that as well and allows it to know that something's happening and it needs to respond in the correct way. A good way to look at it is, as far as the voltage goes, is kind of like a garden hose. Take a garden hose, you crank it all the way up, and you know you have full water going through, and you put a little kink in it. That's kind of like the resistor at the other side, so you know how much water's coming out the other end. Now, there are other types of contacts, which are dual polarity, dual throw, which are used for more secure situations, but it's just a simple closed circuit that is reading the voltage. Now, that explains the basic idea of a circuit as far as an alarm system is concerned. There are other devices that you can use, of course. The most commonly known other than a contact would be what people commonly refer to as a motion detector, which is a misnomer. And after 20 years in the business, that misnomer drives me absolutely ape. What you commonly come across is what is actually known as a passive infrared device, or a PIR. And the way that they work is they have a heat sensing doohickey, for the technical term, inside of the unit, and it has a Fresnel lens that allows it to focus the infrared that is in the room. And what it looks for is a body of heat to move from one focusing area to the other so it can begin its initiation circuit. Now, the circuit side itself is just like a contact. It's just the voltage going out on the wire coming across the terminals. And if it's closed, it sees the resistor and everything's happy. If it's open, like if the passive infrared sees motion, then it begins the process at the control panel to let the person know what's going on, whether it be an alarm condition or just letting somebody know that, you know, somebody's out there, you know, doing a dance or something. Now, those are good for indoor environments where there's not a lot of animals. Most common passive infrareds right now actually do have some digital signal processing that will handle an animal outside of 6 linear feet of about 40 pounds or so reliably. And what happens after that, whether it be the animal or object or what have you, gets within 6 linear feet, it's kind of like the elephant effect. An elephant out in the middle of the field looks like an ant, but if it's standing on your foot, all you see is an elephant, and the motion detector goes nuts and goes off. Now, another common type of PIR, motion detector, whatever you want to call it, is either what is referred to as a dual technology or a tri-technology motion detector. And it has the passive infrared built in with the Fresnel lens, but it also has a microwave component that measures velocity. And it's a lot like a radar gun. And sends a microwave signal out, receives that microwave signal back, and if it determines that it's receiving that signal back quicker than what it should, then it helps process the alarm. Most of those type of motion detectors actually have to have both the microwave component and the passive infrared component to go off in conjunction with one another to actually begin alarm initiation. Now, those motion detectors are commonly used in a place where there could possibly be a larger animal, or in a non-temperature controlled environment such as a garage or a warehouse or something of that nature. I think this is where I'm going to leave off. It's more than I originally planned on covering. But if you have any questions about anything, please feel free to send me an email. My email address is alarmdude9@gmail.com. Alpha, Lima, Alpha, Romeo, Mike, Delta, Uniform, Delta, Echo, the number 9, @gmail.com. Please put something like HPR, some such, in the title, because I do have a habit of sticking everything in the trash if I don't recognize the email address. And if there's something in particular about alarms you have a question about, you would like me to record on, please feel free to do that as well. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.